AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Senate report on the January Capitol riot found a lot went wrong. A broad intelligence breakdown across many agencies, along with widespread law enforcement and military failures. But Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there was no mention why there was a riot.
With the exception of a brief reference to former President Trump's remarks at the Ellipse, Senate Republicans insisted that the report exclude anything having to do with the cause of the insurrection.
The report says there were clear warnings and tips supporters of former President Donald Trump were planning to storm the Capitol, but that intelligence never made it up to top leadership. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says there is no need for another investigation.
Today's report is one of the many reasons I'm confident in the ability of existing investigations to uncover all actionable facts about the events of January 6th.
The report recommends immediate changes to give the Capitol Police Chief more authority. The CEO of the Colonial Pipeline is on Capitol Hill for a Senate hearing following the cyber attack that led to fuel shortages in some parts of the country. This is Ohio Republican Rob Portman.
We've got to recognize these ransomware attacks for what they are. It's a serious national security threat. Attacks against critical infrastructure are not just attacks on companies. They are attacks on our country itself.
CEO Joseph Blount says paying the ransom was the right thing to do. Law enforcement agencies say criminal gangs divulged plans for moving drug shipments and carrying out killings on a secure messaging system secretly run by the FBI. More than 800 suspects were arrested in the sting, and more than 32 tons of drugs were seized. The Biden administration says it has identified more than 3,900 children separated from their parents at the border with Mexico under former President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy on illegal crossings. Stocks are wobbling between small gains and losses. This is AP News. The number of available jobs is up, way up.
The economy is reopening at breakneck speed as we recover from the pandemic lockdown. There were a record 9.3 million jobs available in April. That's up an eye-popping 12% from March. But employers hired just over 6 million people. The message there? Jobs are opening faster than companies can fill them. The biggest increase in job openings? Hotels and restaurants. And listen to this. The number of Americans who quit their jobs in April rose 11%, the highest figure in records going back 20 years. I'm Rita Foley.
New York's Madison Square Garden is ready to rock and roll again. Foo Fighters will take the stage June 20th, the Garden's first show in more than 460 days. MSG says the concert for vaccinated audience members will be its first at 100% capacity since the pandemic. Tickets go on sale Friday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.